We are up to Simin Shin Sadi Aleph. It has two sifim. We'll be doing the first today and the second tomorrow. Sif Aleph. Kachol mishpatei bitul l'misha shachach v'lo irev b'chatzero kenu b'movi. The halacha was that if one person forgot to do an erev chatzeris, they made an erev chatzeris for everybody in the chatzer except for one person, he could be mevatel his rishus to them for Shabbos, in which case they're allowed to carry there. Similarly, if the chatzeris forgot to do a shetufa mevolis, so or one of the chatzeris forgot to do a shetufa mevolis, the halacha is that you can do a bitl rishus to enable carrying in the mavui. How does that work? If one chotzer forgot and was not mishtatif in the mavui, mevatelis rishusu l'shar b'nei ha-mavui, they could be mevatel rishus to the rest of the b'nei ha-mavui. Or the others can be mevatel to them. So even though when it's the halacha is then in a yachid cannot be mevatel rishus to a rabbin, the halacha is that here they are able to do it. And that is that once they had an Erev Chatzeris, they're all considered one, and you can be Mevatel Rishus to one. Now this is all if they made an Erev Chatzeris. Afal pi shem rabim, shebnei ha-chotzer gabei mavui chashuvim ki yochid b'chotzer. They're considered like a yochid. And all the halachas that you have in Schiris Rishus with regard to a non-Jew, you have in a Mavi also. Yeah, I just wanted to mention, it's Pashit, but when someone's Mavatl is Rishus, he can't carry there. Otherwise, this Bitl Rishus is just words. Now further, so the same halachas that we have of a need for Schiris Rishus in a Chatzar, you have in a Mavi. Obi'ir. Similarly, in a city, shein also letaltel b'mavui o be'ira mukeves choma achi u'shtei chatzeres shalbat Yisrael be'ir. So, if you have two chatzeres of Yisraelim in the city, and the rest are non-Jews, they are going to need schiris rishus. Avol chatzer achas lo. What happens if you have a whole city with one chatzer of Jews and the rest is non-Jews? You don't need a shetuva mavois. You don't need a schiris rishus. It still doesn't make it into a chotzer shel Yisrael, a mavui shel Yisrael that needs schiris rishus if with the non-Jew. Avol chotzer achaslo afilum harbei batim sheyisob sukum l'socho. V'hu sheteir mukefes choma l'dira. That's only if the city is surrounded by a wall for dira. Ustam ayaris he mukefes l'dira. Your stam city, we say that first the houses were there and then they put the wall around it. Ustam mifzarim ein mukaf l'dira, whereas if it was a fortress, first they make the hekif and then they decide whether or not people are going to move in. Ukishiyesh shtei chatzeres shel bate Yisrael be'ir. When you have two such houses, tzrichim liskar mikol chotzer v'chotzer shalein Yehudi. So there you have to do schiris rishus from every chotzer of the non-Jews. Ve'ein maspik b'mashi yiskor misar ha'ir. It's not enough that you go to the mayor of the city. Why is that? Because the mayor of the city does not have rishus to do anything in these chotzeres. Hagav yashom yadafkelin lozi lachlas rishus ein Yehudi. Aval ataltel b'mover yochel yiskor min asar. The halacha is that when it comes to the a mavui, this dais says that the sar ha'ir can really take away the rishus from people in the mavui and give them a different way that they can get to the rishus harabin. In other words, what he can do is he can change the path that they use to get into the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore he is considered a Bailim enough to be able to do Schiris. Bamedvar Mamurim Bisar Shein Abatim Shalol. This is talking about a Sar that doesn't have actual legal ownership of the houses. Vagam Ein Lo Rishus Lishtamish B'Bote B'nei Yir Klal. And he cannot just force his way into people's houses. Afilu b'shas melchama, even at a time of war. Abamalkam shekol tzarki yireinam nasim ela al pi asar o amamuna, amamuna shelo. Whereas if he is the one that makes all the decisions for the city, vaday sheschirusu me'asara hu o mischiru lakito mahani, their schirus from him or from one of his workers works. Sherei yesh lo rushus lohoshiv anoshev uklei mechamto b'chol b'batei bnei ha'ir b'shas melchama shelo midaitam, because at time of war he can go and put people wherever he wants to. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the kasha the kasha of the Chacham Svi, I believe it is. How is it that just because at time of war he's going to be able to put his soldiers there, that makes him an owner of the place that's when it's not Shas Melchama? So he wants to say that we're talking about the kind of person that's in a position where he can create a milchama if he wants to. So since it's in his hands to make a milchama, and at a time of milchama, he'll be able to put his soldiers there, that's why he has rishus. So the question is, how does this apply today? There's another bir halacha that says that if he can only do this by way of the law, against the law, then that doesn't count. It's got to be that he's got the legal right to do this. So the shaila is, how do we apply it today? Some say that the police have the right to just walk into anyone's house. The truth is they cannot without a warrant. Others say that the fire department does have the right to check if there's a fire hazard somewhere. So that makes them the people that you should be socher rishus for. In many places, that's what's done. They're socher from the fire department because the claim is they can go in. Because the actual municipality does not really have the right to just walk into somebody's house or to place people in the house. It's only the police with a search warrant or the fire department. So the fire department seems to be a favorite when it comes to schiris rishus on behalf of everybody that lives there. In Yerushalayim, the issue was raised that there are foreign consulates here. And as a result of it, they are considered the property of that other country. I mean, legally, whatever country it's the consulate of, it belongs to them. And therefore, the question would be, how can you make an eruv and include foreign consulates? And what some do rely on is that the fire department can actually walk into a foreign consulate also and claim that they're checking to see to it that the building is safe and not a fire hazard. So they do skiris for shus. They do skiris rishus from there. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that you cannot go ahead and do skiris rishus from the soldiers themselves. They are not considered being owners, even though he can make rules telling you that you've got to go and feed the soldiers.